Part 1. Christopher Sly becomes a lord. The tavern door opened suddenly, and a man was pushed out into the road. He was very drunk and very angry. He fell onto the ground. Then he picked himself up and shook the dust from his clothes. He turned round and glared.
"You can't treat me like this,"
he shouted to the landlady of the tavern.
"How dare you throw me into the street?"
The landlady stood on the steps of the tavern and looked down on the man. She too was angry, and her face was red.
"Will you pay for the glasses you've broken?"
she demanded.
"Never,"
cried the man.
"My name is Sly, and my family is an old one. We're not the kind of people you can treat without respect."
The landlady looked at him with disgust. She knew that Christopher Sly was not an important man at all. She could tell by the clothes he was wearing and by the way he spoke and behaved.
"Very well,"
she told him.
"I'm going to call a constable. He'll make you pay for those broken glasses."
The landlady went back inside the tavern and slammed the door shut.
"A constable! You send for anyone you like,"
Christopher Sly shouted at the closed door.
"What do I care? I'm staying here. I won't move until he comes."
Christopher Sly sat down on the ground. He was tired now, and his head was beginning to hurt. He had drunk a lot of beer, and he wanted to rest. He rolled over and went to sleep under a bush. In a few minutes, he was fast asleep.